702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam.
Morning, Ray. How's it going?
Good to chat you once again. All right, so Brazilian bank job. Sounds like a movie starring Charlize Theron.
And possibly Jason Statham in there as well somewhere. Yeah. The Brazilian city of Criciúma, apologies for the pronunciation if that's wrong. I've not heard of the place before. It's way down in the south of Brazil, below Sao Paulo. In lockdown it is, not for the pandemic, but for this extraordinary armed robbery. A gang of 30 or more launched an assault on a bank and a police station at the same time. They took huge sums of money. Nobody's yet said how much. This will give you an idea how much they took. They left behind hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cash just blowing around in the wind.
Wow.
Indeed, four locals have been arrested for picking the stuff up, which is a bit harsh, but there we go. The gang escaped in a convoy of sleek black cars. While they were doing the job, they blocked a tunnel and they blocked other roads to stop security reinforcements. They also used six people as human shields at one stage. They had their own snipers on rooftops, organized beyond belief. But apparently, this is alarmingly typical, maybe not quite as organized, but there have been 30 bank jobs at least in Brazil in the last 18 months. And some are worried about this throwback to the lawlessness of 100 years ago. Brazil was very Al Capone back in the 1920s and 30s. And is that the way it's going now?
Yeah, it sounds like it. It really does sound like it. All right. How about being kept hostage by your mom for a couple of decades? What's that about?
Yeah, this isn't about a bit of TLC at home and a nice bowl of soup being looked after. This is something else. Swedish police are investigating, certainly. They have seized the mother and the poor victim, a man in his 40s, it is thought, confined to a flat in a suburb of Stockholm for up to 3 decades.
Wow.
The victim is thought to have been taken out of school aged about 10 or so, now aged about 40. All those years, he basically built up a load of injuries. He was full of sores. In fact, he needed surgery. They haven't specified for what, but he needed surgery. All his teeth had fallen out, and he was only discovered because the mother fell ill and was taken to hospital. So a relative, possibly a sister, though the Swedish police haven't said, but possibly a sister popped round, thought, oh, what about the brother, and found him in squalor in a really bad way. 30 years like that, Ray. The mother has denied false imprisonment and grievous bodily harm, I have to say.
But what about the rest of the family? Don't you notice something's going on when you haven't seen Johnny in 3 decades? Where exactly is he?
Quite right. Yeah, where were the family and friends and neighbours? And frankly, the authorities, if he was taken out of school aged 10-ish, then surely there should have been some home checks and some other things, at least until he was 18 plus. Where were those? Did they take place? Did people turn a blind eye? There are certainly some questions, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, Adam, a question about your fridge. Do you go past the fridge very often and think, maybe there's a snack in there? Talking pandemic indulgence.
And so many other things just alongside the fridge, in the bread bin, whatever. Interesting, there's a survey of by a number of European universities. They've sort of collated their data together. And a survey of 10 European countries for who has been snacking the most during the pandemic and all the various restrictions and lockdowns. So out of Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Italy, Poland, Romania, Spain, Sweden, and the UK, guess who's number one for snackage?
Yeah, the UK.
The UK. Now, you'd think it would be France with all those pastries.
You would.
Or maybe Spain with those amazing churros or something. But no, apparently in the UK, people have fessed up to buying 29% more convenience food, 29% more alcohol, and 34% more tasty treats. They don't specify what the tasty treats are, but we can imagine. So it's not just pasta and toilet rolls. During the pandemic, we have absolutely been gorging ourselves. I'm looking at me now thinking, yeah, I need to get back on that tennis court. It's not all my own work. It is a national thing, but still, I think some of it's down there. Oh, boy.
Thank you. That's Adam Gilchrist with his World View.